Bav Metzia, Yerushalmi, correspond to Bav Metzia Bavli, Daf Yud Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the foot of the page. Matzah Shtari Chayv, Im Yesh Behen Achrayas Nechosim, La Yachzeh, Im Ein Behem Achrayas Nechosim, Yachzeh, Mipnei She'ein, Beistin, Nifayim, Mehen, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says if a person found loan documents, if they contain a declaration that the borrower's fields are on lien, he should not return them to the lender because we're concerned that the debt has already been paid and the two parties are in cahoots, meaning that the lender will be able to repossess fields that were sold on during the time of the loan and he'll split the money with the borrower. But otherwise, if the land of the borrower is not on lien, he should return them because Beis Din will not allow collection of the loan from the borrower's fields. Chacham saying either way, the document should not be returned, because Beis Din will allow collection from the borrower's fields, because fields are on lien even without specifically writing so in the document. And the Gemara says, Tani b'shem Rabbi Meir, there was a brisa brought in the name of Rabbi Meir, and here we have to have a totally different girsa to what we see in the Gemara. There's a major change made by nearly all the Mefarshim, because the original text is very problematic. So the text should read like this. Tani b'shem Rabbi Meir, there's a brisa in the name of Rabbi Meir. Shtar she'ein bo yachrayas nechosim, ein agoiva lo menechosim meshubadim, v'lo menechosim b'nei chayrin. One may not use a document in which the borrower's land is not on lien to collect from land that was sold on, nor to collect from land that was not sold on. The Gemara asks, Al-Daisa Rabbi Meir, le'eza dava hu machzeh. According to Rabbi Meir then, what's the purpose of returning such a document? What use does it have to the lender? And the Gemara answers, L'tsar pi'is luchisoi, he could use it as a bottle cap. Rav Amar Yerush k'mishurud k'shem shemalva be'edim ein nigvis m'mishubadim kach ein nigvis min ha'yoshim. Rav says an inheritor, meaning someone who inherited the property of the borrower, is like one who bought land from him. Just as one who lends only with witnesses but without a document cannot collect from land that was sold on, so too he can't collect from the borrower's inheritors. Shmuel Amar de'ikni ein agoiva m'shubadim. Shmuel says only the land that was owned by the borrower at the time of the loan is on lien, but not land that was acquired afterwards, even if the borrower stipulated to that effect. And therefore, if he sold on land that was acquired afterwards, it cannot be collected from the buyer as payment. And we deduce, ha mibnei chayi gabi, this means that if such a piece of land was not sold on, it could be collected from the borrower. And the Gemara asks the question, hacha'at ma goiva v'hacha'at amar ein agoiva. The question is, here you say that he can collect, and here you say that he can't collect, because in the Brisa, Rav Meir told us that when a document cannot be used to collect land on lien that was sold on, it also can't be used to collect land that was not sold on. But over here you're saying that for a document that included future land, you cannot collect if it was sold on, but you can collect if it was not sold on. And the Gemara answers, Leidami, Mishav Shibed, Miksas, Lemisha, Leshibed, Kol Ika. The reason of Rav Meir is that since he waives his right to land sold on, he also waives his right to land that was not sold on. But here, he definitely put some of his land on lien, because the land that he owed at the time of the loan was on lien, and he didn't waive his rights. Amar Blaza Shani Omer, Kosav, Lelavos, Lelava. The Mishnah taught that one should not return the document as Beis Din will allow collection from the borrower's fields. What's the problem? The Blaza said that the concern is that it was written to be used to borrow, but the loan was never actually carried out. But Rav Laza says if the borrower agrees, it can be returned to the lender. And Rav Laza also said, Rav Laza said if the document was previously known to be in the hands of the lender, then it can be returned to him. But Talasoin Metavron, all of these three statements of Rav Laza are disproved by the Brisa that we're going to see quoted after the next Mishnah. The Chachamim Oimim Ben Kach or Ben Kach La Yach, the Mishnah taught that according to the Chachamim, whether or not there's land on lien that was sold on, the document should not be returned. Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Mipnei Kinnunya Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, and he disagrees with Rabbi Loza that we had earlier, because the lender and the borrower might be in cahoots to have the land that was sold on reclaimed by the buyer, and then they'll divide the profits. Rabbi Yassa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Mehaya Zmana Yotze Leboi B'Yoyim Yachze. Rabbi Yassa, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, if the date of the loan written in the document was the day that it was found, it should be returned.